All right, right now we're heading up to Cavalier County, North Dakota, where we've got a brand new extension agent. Always fun to talk with the new folks, and I'm going to introduce you to the new extension agent in Cavalier County, Anita Chiramamamia. Good afternoon, Anita.
Good afternoon, Mike.
How did I do on your last name?
Oh, Chiramamilla.
Chiramamilla. All right.
Yes.
All right. It's pretty tough for this Scandahoovian to say the. Where are you from?
I'm originally from India.
From India. And then what path took you to Cavalier County, North Dakota?
Oh, I followed my husband, actually. He's a research plant pathologist at the Langdon Research Extension Center.
All right. Well, sometimes you have to do that. You have to follow the hubby around. So that's good. Well, it's a blessing for the folks in Cavalier County to have you there as extension agent. So when the phone rings at the Cavalier County Extension Office, what are farmers asking you these days?
Oh, pretty much the season hasn't started yet, so most of the questions were regarding how and when to prune the trees, and some household insect pest questions. And I have one question around the herbicide resistance for wild oats. Mm-hmm. So that kind of questions, and most of the questions around this time are regarding the seeds. We have a registered seeding credits program for Japa Durum and Genesis Barley. So most of the questions were around requesting those seed.
All right. We're out at Minot about 3 weeks ago for the KMOT Ag Expo, and the Minot Regional Extension Center really bragging up the new Durum varieties and all of the NDSU released varieties of wheat. There's some real exciting seeds that are possible to plant this year.
Oh, yes. There are some hard red spring wheat varieties, I guess, that have been released. I am not up on those varieties, but yes, there were a few that were released this year.
Excellent. All right. Well, Anita, I got to go back to something you said at the beginning, that some people were calling you asking about household insect pests. Are there really still bugs alive up there in the Langdon, North Dakota area here as we're deep into winter?
There are.
Yeah. What kind are they?
Oh, there were some carabid beetles, you know. They are, there were some.
Those Japanese beetles,
or flies, and not Japanese beetles, but there are some ladybird beetles which make into the homes, and they create a problem.
Yeah, they like it in the warm inside in the walls
inside,
in the fall.
That's where they come into the houses, because they like the warmth, and that's where they're hiding and escaping the harsh weather outside.
Yeah, and you can't blame them for that, but they're not welcome. So
they're not welcome. They're just a nuisance pest rather than, they don't harm you or they don't bite you. So.
Yeah, but they do fall in the coffee cup every now and then, though, so it's not good.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's see, what else? I suppose you have some meetings coming up you'd like to tell everybody about.
Yes, I do. Actually, tomorrow we are going to have an election to elect a county representative for the North Dakota Oilseed Council. So this is for sunflower growers in Cavalier County. They are welcome to participate in the election and elect a county representative.
All right.
So that is tomorrow at 9 a.m. We are having it at Cavalier County Courthouse Meeting Room.
All right. And would that include some of the canola folks up there, too, or is this strictly sunflowers?
No, this is strictly sunflowers.
Okay. All right. All right. Anything else you want to brag up coming up?
We have the pesticide certification training programs that are coming up in March. So whoever whose certification is expiring by April 1st, they need to check up their licenses, and they need to attend one of these meetings. There are three that are being done in the month of March. on March 10th, March 16th, and March 29th. There were letters that were sent out from our office for those people whose certifications are expiring. But if you did not have one, if you are a new applying for one, that is, you are a new getting a new certificate, or if your certification has expired, you are welcome to come and sit in one of those trainings, or you can take a supervised open book exam too.
So. All right, excellent. Okay, news from up north from Anita Chirumamila, Cavalier County Extension agent, brand new. So, actually, not totally new. How long have you been on the job?
3 months.
3 months. All right. Well, welcome. Thanks for being on the radio, and we'll give you a call regularly. And, of course, as we get closer to spring tillage and planting, we'll be checking in to see how things are progressing with you up north.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited for the season, too.
It's going to be a good year in spite of the prices. It's, you know, always looking forward to spring and things start happening on the farm. So,
yes.
Appreciate your expertise, Anita. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.